Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Suzanne Paling is here, too. Suzanne has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts in the world on sales management. She's got many decades of experience in that, started right out of elementary school. She writes for Entrepreneur.com, the American Business Biz Journals, and has... Her book, The Accidental Sales Manager, is outstanding, as well as The Sales Leader's Problem Solver. Those are two of her books. She's here to talk to us about some very important stuff. Suzanne, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be a guest on your show.
We love having you on the show, Suzanne, because you talk about something that I love talking about, and that's sales, salespeople, sales managers. I remind people who don't sell, who think they really are the most important people in any organization, that nothing happens, including their paycheck, until somebody makes a sale, right?
It's so true. It's what moves the company.
That's exactly right. One of the things when you're in a small business, it's important for every company, but when you're in a small business especially, people are so, you know, they're not that many people. People often have to cross train and take up some slack from time to time. We're in pretty close quarters, oftentimes, and everybody knows what everybody else is doing. And so the culture is very tight. And so when you're hiring people, regardless of the assignment, you have to take not only into consideration whether they can do the job, but whether they fit in. And you've been working on that a lot lately, haven't you?
It's something I've been giving a lot of thought to, Jim. As managers, we spend a good deal of time thinking, is this person a right match for the job? And then we think, are they the right match for the company? If we're hiring salespeople, we often think back to other salespeople we've hired before. You know, what are the traits and characteristics of the people who have performed the best? And we think to underperformers. We think about what has happened when someone maybe hasn't been able to make quota or hasn't fit in. And we should think about all those things. They're critical. But people don't generally leave companies. They generally leave managers.
Right.
And we often stop short of thinking about who's the right fit for us as a manager.
Well, that's exactly right. And people, research has shown decade after decade, I mean, all the way back to the 70s, what you just said, that people don't leave companies. They leave because their manager didn't appreciate them or something was not good, and it's almost never been about money. It's always about the way they've been treated. Yeah. And so when you're talking about bringing some people on who are the right fit, at this moment we're talking about sales manager, right?
Correct, or salespeople.
So either one. Okay, I agree with that. Because, I mean, that's and do you see people violating this kind of a logic when they hire people? They make sure they can sell and don't think about whether they're a good fit for the company?
I see it all the time. I see them stopping short of figuring out whether or not this person is right for them. Can they manage this person? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons, Jim, is that we get promoted into a management position and then suddenly we think we should be able to get along with everyone or we should be above that or it's petty and that we should find a way to get along with so-and-so. But there are some traits and personalities that just by nature clash. And I think some managers have taken an assessment, some have not. But if they've taken one, they often don't look at the information that's been given to them and match it up against the person they're hiring. or taken a minute to think about people they have not enjoyed working with in the past, what has been the differentiator?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what they need to do is take that extra step, and yes, I think this person can sell. Yes, I think they're a good match for the company and the job. Are they a good match for me?
So if you were going to lean one way or the other, because, you know, the person who's perfect in both ways might be a little bit of a unicorn. You know, if you find that, you might want to go ahead and buy a lotto ticket that day, you know, and say, okay, you know, I'm having a good day. Let me go ahead and press my luck a little bit here. But if you were going to lean one way or the other in a small business when you hire a salesperson, I want to differentiate between salespeople and sales managers, because I do think there's a difference there.
Huge.
And because you don't have to be beloved and still get the job done in sales, but even though that would be good. But in terms of a salesperson, default to, the fit or the skill level? Which would you say if they were more of a fit for the company and they weren't quite as good in sales, or which would you go? Which way would you go?
Well, if I were hiring a salesperson, mm-hmm. I would absolutely lean toward fit for the job. If they don't have the skills and the acumen for sales, no manager is going to be able to work with them.
Right, right.
You have to have some ingrained skill sets to be able to sell. I would look more, Jim, for an extreme. Salespeople come in all shapes and sizes, as we know. There's no one sales personality. All different kinds of people can sell.
Right.
And good managers are able to get along with a wider variety of people. But if there's a real clash, if they have a personality that is really at odds with you as a manager, how long is it going to last?
Right.
Really. And might that be quite the expensive proposition for the company and a disaster for the salesperson?
Well, and let's remember that a whole lot of sales or a lot of small businesses, they want to be successful, but they also want to be happy.
Yes.
And they'll actually shave a little success if at the expense of being happy, if they have to. And so I think you're right about that. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about this some more, and also we're going to get into the sales management part too. This is very important, and to start with, very important for a small business, as once you get to a certain size, that you have a professional sales manager and that you let them manage. Suzanne, I need your website, please.
It's salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, so check that out. Suzanne Paling and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.